gavel here. Good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. Planning Commission is now in session. We have a few rules and procedures we ask everyone to follow to help expedite today's meeting. Everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, come to the podium and please state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in favor will be heard first, then those in opposition will be heard. After that, the applicant will be given time for rebuttal, and if necessary, anyone opposed will be given the opportunity to sir rebut. We ask that you limit your presentations or testimony to 5 minutes or less. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments from the public will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with our decision, you may be able to appeal to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Commissioner Quist, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Arabian.
Here.
Commissioner Borchardt.
Here.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Quist.
Here.
Commissioner Roman is absent. Commissioner Wieland is absent. Commissioner Zante is absent. Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. There are no consent agenda items on today's agenda. The first item on the regular agenda is public presentations. This portion is reserved for persons desiring to address the commission on any matter within our jurisdiction, but not on today's agenda. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address the commission at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number two.
Regular agenda number two, classified conditional use permit numbers 3789 and 3792, filed by Madison Novak, proposing to allow modification of the current project boundaries of CUP numbers 3789 and 3792, approved by Planning Commission on September 19th, 2024, to allow for optimal location of electrical infrastructure within overall project. The project is located approximately 3.5 miles west-southwest of the community of Tranquility and 6.5 miles east of Interstate 5, I-5, and is bordered by West South Avenue to the south, West Inuba Avenue to the north, State Route 33, South Derrick Avenue to the east, and South San Mateo Avenue to the west.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Planning Commission, Ijaz Ahmad of the Department of Public Works and Planning. The project operation statement distributed to the commission this morning replaces exhibit seven in the staff report, which is a wrong exhibit. On September 19, 2024, Fresno County Planning Commission approved the addendum to the Environmental Impact Report number 7230, an amendment to conditional use permit number 3555 to create four new use permits that align with the associated phases of the project, phase one CUP 3789, and phase two CUP 3790, consist of solar photovoltaic modules and battery energy storage systems. Phase three CUP 3791 consists of energy storage facilities, and phase four CUP 3792 consists of the electrical transmission and control equipment facilities that are to be shared between phase one, two, and three, and the adjacent Sunrisa Solar Photovoltaic Generation Facility. The subject proposal would modify the boundaries of the CUP 3789 and CUP 3792 by shifting the northern 1.05 miles of the eastern boundary of the CUP 3789 to the west by 372 feet for optimal location of underground electrical infrastructure within the overall project. The boundary change would not cause a shift in any of the surface structures to provide common infrastructure for the other adjacent CUP, such as transmission lines and switch gear. This is the aerial view of the property. The project is located on the east, on the State Route 33 and Manning Avenue, as you can see on the screen, approximately 3.6 miles southwest of the town of Tranquility. This site plan shows the four colored coded phases of the project with associated improvements approved by conditional use permit 3789, 3790, 3791, and 3792 on September 19th, 2024. This site plan shows shifting of the northern 1.05 miles of the eastern boundary of the CUP 3789 to the west by 372 feet. So this is the line which has been shifted from there to right here, about 375 feet, 72 feet. Pursuant to the zoning ordinance, the project shall meet four conditional use permit findings. Finding number one, the size and the shape of the parcel is adequate to accommodate the proposal. Finding number two, street and highways are adequate for the use. Finding number three, no adverse effects on surrounding properties. And finding number four, the proposal is consistent with general plan. In reviewing the application, staff believes all four required findings discussed on page 5 through 10 of the staff report can be made. Therefore, staff recommends your commission approve modification of the current project boundaries of CUP 3789 and 3792, subject to the conditions of approval, project's notes listed in the Exhibit 1 of the staff report. This concludes staff presentation. I'll be happy to answer any question related to this agenda item.
Thank you, Ijaz. Just one question on Exhibit 7. So this, the one that was passed out is the new operational statement, and there's not a lot of major changes to it, just to modify the current boundaries, an additional addendum, as it says?
Yes, that's all.
Okay. And that's all been taken into consideration with regards to still making the findings?
Yes, that's all it is.
Okay. Any other questions of staff?
So I haven't had time to read the handout, but just to be crystal clear on that, the only change is this piece here.
That's yes, sir. The 1.05 miles line
but
shifted.
What was the point of the operational statement? Is there stuff that we need to know in that?
It explains exactly what is being proposed through this proposal, because the operational statement we had in the staff report, there was the wrong operational statement. So this clarifies.
But it's pertaining to this.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Good.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
The applicant come forward, please.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for your time this morning, and thank you to EJAS and the planning staff for the presentation. My name is Madison Novak. I work for EDP Renewables. We're the developer, owner, and operator of the Scarlet Solar and Storage Project. Most of the Scarlet project is operational at this point. So looking at the map, the solar technology built and a lot of the battery storage infrastructure and the project substation is operational at this point. The reason why we're seeking this minor map change is we would like to shift some of our proposed project cables about 300 feet. So we need to change the boundaries to allow for that shift in design.
Okay. And as far as the conditions, do you agree with all the conditions?
I do. There was no change in conditions or mitigation measures from our previous approval last year.
Any questions of the speaker?
I have a couple of questions. So you already have, it's going to consist of 400 megawatt hours or of total energy storage, correct? You have 190 presently built?
Mm-hmm.
How many actual batteries does that make up when it's all built out?
So right now, 190 megawatts of battery storage is constructed. We have about up to 160 that we could still build to meet the project footprint. So if we look at the map here, in the small green area, the purple area, those have battery infrastructure that's already built. The yellow area is the battery infrastructure that's not yet built for the project.
So as you know, the Monterey fire was pretty big and lasted a while. What are you doing differently than that they did? Or, you know?
Yeah, I think you're referencing the Moss Landing. Yeah, definitely. So that fire was in a building that it was not spread out where the batteries were separated from each other outside. For this project, too, we're also coordinating with the Fresno County Fire Protection District. So they've visited our site before. We answer any questions they have about our project and are happy to coordinate any sort of drills or trainings that would be effective so they're familiar with our project just in case of any emergency. I'll add today, too, that we do work with Fire and Risk Alliance, a consultant, and I actually have a representative there today. If you do have any kind of more broad battery industry questions related to that.
Yeah, I don't know much about it, but that's why I'm asking these questions. So what happened there is it becomes a chain reaction where other batteries start on fire. Are you saying these are separated enough where that's not going to take effect? Because, as you know, we're in a basin here. Mm-hmm. What goes up in the air stays here for a month or two. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, we have spacing between all of our batteries, so you wouldn't have fire propagation. The Moss Landing fire, from my understanding, was in one building. So the propagation of the fire, it spread really quickly to all of their different batteries as a result of that. And then Christian, our consultant, please correct me if I'm wrong or if you think there'd be anything helpful to add. Of course, yeah, feel free to come up if that's okay.
By all means.
Can we finish with you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Apologies.
To come back up.
Your question.
Okay.
So after the power goes in the battery, what is the end cost of the power in kilowatt hours?
So we sign power purchase agreements with folks to lock in their cost of energy. I apologize, I'm not familiar with the cost that we've locked in for Scarlet 1 and 2 with those community choice groups. I'm happy to get back to you with
just accurate.
Does Scarlet own the land, or it's not leased? But
mm-hmm. Yeah, we purchased the land from Westlands Water District a few years ago.
Okay.
Any other questions of this speaker? Thank you.
Thank you.
next speaker, did you want to?
Yeah.
Okay,
like to
the next
the
speaker would come forward.
That'd be nice.
State your name and address, if you would.
Good morning. My name is Christian Ng. I'm a fire protection engineer. And ask for address?
If you would, or business address is fine.
I'm from Chula Vista, California.
Okay. Did you want to, you heard his question?
Yeah, I did. So I'll answer your question regarding Moss Landing. So Moss Landing and the Scarlet Project have a similarity in that they're both lithium-ion battery energy storage systems. However, the similarities end there. Moss Landing was an indoor facility that would not be permitted to be built by today's codes. The main reasoning why that entire facility had that large fire is because, as Madison said, the batteries inside had no spatial separation or physical barriers to prevent the spread of fire or thermal runaway from one battery to the next. The proposed installation at Scarlet is utilizing, imagine, shipping containers about 20 feet wide, 20 feet long, 8 feet wide shipping containers that are spatially separated such that fire and thermal events cannot propagate from one container to the next. So your worst-case fire event at Scarlet would be limited to a single container, not an entire building such as a giant building like Moss Landing.
Okay, no further questions. Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you. Oh, John?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion. And let's see. Motion would be on page 10.
I'll move to accept as proposed by staff.
Okay, so Commissioner Arabian made the motion to approve the motion as per staff's recommendation. Commissioner Quist made the second. Any discussion? Let's do a roll call vote since there's only five of us.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Quist?
Yes.
Commissioner Borchardt?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver is not here. Commissioner Roman is not here. Commissioner Whelan is not here. Commissioner Zante is not here. Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Yes, so this carries 5-0. We have a couple items that are postponed. Do we need to read that into the record, or they're just postponed at this time? And if it's rescheduled, you'll let us know? Is that we don't have to take any action on either one of those?
Correct. They've been just, you know,
we don't need to read them into the record?
No.
Well, that takes us to item 5, which is one I always look forward to hear reports from staff.
Not much to report. We really had a lot more things going, but things happen. So we appreciate your coming out. We know it is takes your time, and we appreciate your diligence. But other than that, we just look forward to our next meeting having more items.
Never apologize for a short meeting.
Just a quick question. And on the ones that are postponed, would they be coming back in the near future, or you don't know yet?
Most of them are uncertain. Yeah.
All right.
Move to adjourn.
I think we're adjourned. Thank you very much. Wow.